It's Friday, October 17th, and with your news at 8 a.m, I am Leonard Witbien. Windhoek City Police Sergeant Kave Kotoka Humavindu reports that 91 pirates' taxis have been seized since March. Our correspondent Josia Shueta reports that Humavindu cautions the public to confirm taxi legitimacy following an increase in robberies linked to illegal operators.
Humavindu also encouraged victims to open criminal cases, explaining that official reports help the police better track and target illegal taxi operations. In addition, City Police spokesperson Marceline Morapo added that pirate taxi operators are violating the Road and Transportation Act and traffic regulations. The public is urged to remain vigilant when boarding taxis and to verify registered taxis through the City of Windhoek's platform.
Petrofund and Baker Hughes have signed a memorandum of understanding to train and develop field service engineers locally. The agreement was finalized yesterday in the city during an information sharing session hosted by the Namibia Investment Promotion and Development Board. RNG Scholes spoke with Petrofund Chief Executive Nilian Mulemi about the partnership.
One of the key activities we identified in the MOU was we wanted to fast track and ramp up the upskilling of Namibian graduates. So the MOU puts that action into place. We will be recruiting young engineering graduates. They've already graduated with various technical qualifications, electrical, civil, mechanical, chemical, engineering. And they will be absorbed in Baker Hughes operations so that they are given hands-on experience of the various job categories that Baker Hughes has.
NAMPOST says over 20% of social grants beneficiaries have been registered and paid within the first 3 days of the new payout cycle. The company confirms that all mobile units are fully operational and over 5,000 beneficiaries have already received their payments. Spokesperson Gladwin Groenewald urged the public to follow the official payout schedule to prevent overcrowding and assured that everyone will be served.
The road ahead is basically for the remainder of October, the payouts will continue at both in branch at our post offices as well as the various mobile payout points countrywide. So for the remaining of October, that will still take place. However, in November, it will be a clean start and hopefully better because then we won't have re-registrations together with the payouts. So we are optimistic that during the month of November, the process will be a bit more faster than what it is currently.
A new survey seen by Reuters reveals that seismic changes in global trade and funding have weakened many of Africa's financial systems over the past year. However, progress has been noted through reforms to foreign exchange regimes and efforts to address climate change impacts. The report also highlights that disruptions to long-standing trade agreements, growing tariff uncertainty, and reduced foreign aid have all contributed to sharp fluctuations in asset prices across the continent. India's foreign ministry has said it isn't aware of a conversation between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and U.S. President Donald Trump during which Modi agreed to stop buying oil from Russia. U.S. President Donald Trump has accused India of helping to fund Moscow's war in Ukraine with its energy purchases.
Trump has been pressuring New Delhi to stop buying oil from Russia. He increased tariffs on India to 50% as a punishment, he said, for its energy purchases from Moscow. The latest developments come as Indian officials are in Washington this week for trade talks, as the two countries in recent weeks have suggested that they are still eager to try to reach a trade deal. Rebecca Bunden, Mumbai.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.